he earned these medals, and then there were strict rules regarding amateurism.
Right. 1912 and the rules and regulations that were established in those years would be, I guess, that if you played any sport for money, it was considered professional. So Dad, in his love for baseball, played baseball and basically was receiving room and board for playing.
Very meager pay.
Very meager pay. It was something that they took to heart on that and took his medals away because of it.
But we can also say that a lot of college players regularly spent their summers playing professionally.
Oh, yeah, under assumed names.
Unlike your father, who used his name.
Yeah. He just didn't know that much about the rules and regulations. Where your other athletes are in colleges and things like that, and everything is talked about. Your Indian schools are different. I mean, it just wasn't talked about.
Your father wrote a letter in which he admitted playing professional baseball.
Right.
I don't expect you to know all these words here, but I'll read them. I hope I will be partly excused by the fact that I was simply an Indian schoolboy and did not know all about such things. In fact, I did not know that I was doing wrong because I was doing what I knew several other college men had done, except that they did not use their own names.
Right.
So his medals were taken away. But that's not the end of the story, is it?
No, they actually, in 1950, when they voted him the greatest athlete of the half century, they were talking about getting his medals returned to him.
So then I understand the medals are in the Oklahoma Historical Center,
right.
Which is right across from the Capitol. It must make you feel good to walk into the Capitol. Famous people are there, and there is your father.
Yes, very much so.
Oklahoma has embraced his legacy all these years.